الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله شاب نشأ في عبادة الله إلى آخر الحديث الحمد لله All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present, ittaqillaha ta'ala haythuma kuntum. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, at all moments. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, today we live in a time and age that we as a Muslim Ummah facing many challenges in protecting, in safeguarding, in practicing the beautiful deen which was given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was taught to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The world that our predecessors lived, the world that we are living, the world that our youth will be living, or our children will be growing, has completely changed, not with the change with regard to whatever the sky, the earth, the moon, the sun. But my dear brothers in Islam, ideologically, mentally, from an information point of view, my dear brothers in Islam, that at every era, every time, things are being continuously changing. That's what Quran is saying. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ The world that we are living, in reality, it is a game, it is a play, it is a mockery that this world is doing with us. My dear brothers in Islam, I was revealed in the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 1400 years before. But we see the impact and the reality to this degree today. Today the world is defined. The definition of modern day is it's a global village. That before it was different countries, different nations. Yes, today we have from a demarcation point of view, all world is divided with different countries. But my dear brothers in Islam, from an information point of view, from an ideology point of view, we need to understand it is one village today. That's why they called it the global village. That information technology in its advancement, the satellite world in its advancement, my dear brothers in Islam, what happens across the ocean? What happens in the Western world? What happens in other parts of the world? The information reaches in split seconds. We need to understand this is the power, this is the strength of information technology today. It brings good, in the meantime, it brings a lot of harm. When we study the information that is shared, it is very simple to understand. A modern, a designer way is introduced in Italy, in France. In split seconds, it reaches this part of the island. My dear brothers in Islam, that's how it is now. We need to understand what are the things that it promotes. Example, modernism, why we discuss. It is very important that we understand today. Then we will understand the importance of the youth of this ummah today facing the problems and challenges. My dear brothers in Islam, the modernism what is promoted today, even the Pope says modernism is an act against the root of people, origin, foundation, religion and etc. Let us understand, go one stage below, secularism, what is promoted in the world, by whatever method, my dear brothers in Islam, a system free from religion and belief, whether it's westernization, let us understand, in today's time, all religions on earth have become opposed against modernism or secularism, the present day thought process ideology, all religions have become a force against this. From these religions, the standing religion and defending is the most truthful religion, which is Islam, that you and me have brought faith in. My dear brothers in Islam, let us understand why so much of objection against Islam. The only religion which stands against all these odds, all these numbers, is the beautiful Deenul Islam, which is with you and me. Alhamdulillah. My dear brothers in Islam, the impact is seen in our youth today. Our predecessors lived and they died. They were safe from this such challenges and problems. We grew up in their company to a higher degree. The grown-up society in our community is protected. But the youth, the upcoming generation, they are facing the challenge. How to protect my Islam? How to protect my identity as Islam? Today, what is ethical in the world promoted as unethical? What is unethical promoted as ethical? Adultery, sodomy, gay and etc. promoted as ethical. To speak about this is ethical, but to speak against these things, to stand against these things are unethical. You're against the system, what is promoted in the world today. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, let us wake up in today's time and age. Let us see around us. Many a times we have no knowledge about the information technology. It was not so prominent when we were children, when we were growing up. But the time that they are living, whether it is the son of a farmer, whether it is the son of a fisherman, whether it is the son of a professional, there is no difference in thinking, because they all share the same information. By the expansion of this information technology, let us see, now when we look into our youth, especially, they are facing great challenges. They do not know whom to listen, whom to talk, with whom to go and break out the dialogue, the problems that they are facing. My dear brothers in Islam, we have put them into a corner. In fact, we have cornered them. Whether it is a child or a youth, a youngster, either we consider him to be a child and we ignore him, or we say he is still growing, let him grow. You know, we should not talk to him too much, or we don't find time to talk. As a father, as a teacher, at times practice, at times he does not have time to talk to that child and understand the challenges that he is facing. My dear brothers in Islam, we all have distanced ourselves with this youth, and we see the consequences today. We see the challenges today. When they reach the age of marriage, their thoughts have changed about marriage. Their thoughts about a wife have changed. When they choose their partner, they do not know why, under what basis that I should choose my partner. In the early days, when there was a proposal in the family, the father will look into the family of the bride or the bridegroom, whether they are people with good ethics. But look at today, it has changed. Today the choice is made on the look and the color and the shape. This is the world that they are struggling and suffering. My dear brothers in Islam, just to share with you all today, 2 months back I visited South Africa and I visited the counseling process, how it is done with the youth, with marriages, drugs, those who are involved in drugs, the ulama who does. When we were talking to the alim who was counseling the youth on pornography, he told me a shocking news. He's telling, do you think that we are only talking to the children, youth? He said, my people who visit me between the age of 6 to 60, I am counseling them on pornography. Wa na'udhu billah. May Allah safeguard all of us. My dear brothers in Islam, today the information technology, nobody is against the information technology. So that we all respect technology and etc. But it should be within our boundary and being. But the youth today are suffering. We are not listening. Our program in our masajid are not addressing them directly. As a father, I am not addressing that youngster facing challenges. As a mother, she does not understand the problem that youth is facing. And as a society, we are failing. Today Islam is in this level. To protect Islam within ourselves, our children, we need to wake up. We need to look what happened, what is happening around us. We need to build a close relationship with our children. Whether as a father, as a teacher, as an alim, the relationship and the understanding between the youth and ourselves must strengthen day by day. My dear brothers in Islam, that in that program I was talking, they told me, ulama and professionals together used to go for camping. I am not promoting camping inside the masjid. They say, we took 300 youngsters. I asked them, what did you do? Did you do a lot of programs, bayans? He said, simply, we took time to talk to them, discuss with them, come to an understanding. Because the secularism have brought a barrier between us, religion and the youth. They are going into that ideology, that school, that thinking, that system. What do we think of a secular education? We are not against. They can learn, but we as parents, people of Islam, people who have to take Islam to the next level, should plan to protect the identity of Islam. Let us get close to them. Let us talk to them. My dear brothers, they said, we only build a relationship. In our experience locally, we know there are youngsters call us. They say, Sheikh, I am tired of Islam. I am tired of Islam. I have this pressure at home, in my college, in my university, with my friends, I have a different pressure. I do not know which one to give preference. Similar manner, I have fallen prey, I have fallen in love with a woman, I do not know how to come out. When we distance them, where do they look for guidance? It is simply by Sheikh Google. They will Google around, they will look for information, and it can guide them into dalala. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand, Islam promotes education. Islam promotes being wealthy, there's nothing wrong. Islam promotes to be very professional, but the identity, ideology of Islam should remain in all these levels. If not, Islam will vanish as it vanished in Spain. They were advanced in technology. First, roadway lighting system was brought by the Spanish Muslims, subhanallah. When the Western world were running in the jungles with the skirt, it is the Islam, Muslim Spain, Islamic Spain promoted good dress. So much of technology, water system, channeling waters and etc. With that, a time came, Islam went out. Let us wake up from these very difficult times. Let us get close to our youth. With a small incident, I will conclude the dialogue today, the time up. My dear brothers in Islam, a shocking incident to you and me. Khawwab bin Jubayr radiallahu anhu, a youngster, how did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connected himself, kept the relationship going? Khawwab bin Jubayr radiallahu anhu, hadith in Tabarani, narrators are authentic. He says, I went out in expedition with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was in a journey with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tent was next to my tent. At night, I came out of my tent. I heard few girls or few women are chatting and talking. I went back to the tent. I put some new clothing. I came out. I just sat with them, chatting, talking, like the world today, whether it's WhatsApp or Facebook, or na'udhu billah. Our youth are struggling and suffering. They are addicted. My dear brothers in Islam, the Sahabi said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out and he saw, Ya Aba Abdullah, what are you doing with them? As usual, a youngster's behavior, he said, Ya Rasulullah, my camel lost control and I came out to catch and tie and etc. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, look at the approach. Just 2 minutes. Look at the approach. Wallahi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, did not say a word. And during the journey, whenever he comes in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will ask him, what happened to your camel? Your camel is okay? Yumazihuhu. He was a youngster. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a joke with him. He said, no, ya Rasulullah, camel is okay. And he said, I rushed to Medina. I hid himself. I did not come to the company of Rasul. I couldn't come to Masjid al-Nabawi because I was feeling guilty. I was feeling guilty. Subhanallah. My dear brothers in Islam, after days, I slowly came to the Masjid. I made sure that my Rasulullah do not look at me. I stood in the side of the Masjid. I made salah. Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out suddenly. And he saw him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salat behind him. Now this person told himself, let me extend my salat, make long salat. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go out. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after salat told, oh youngster, extend your salat, tawil, continue. I am not going to stand from my place. Subhanallah. How he approached. These are the golden messages to fathers, brothers, teachers, ulama, all of us. My dear brothers in Islam, after salah he came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, a lengthy incident, Ya Rasulullah, I did this, I told this to escape, just gave a false excuse, I'm really sorry. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's approach, wallahi, he touches the heart of the youngster. He says, rahimakullah, 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 rahimakullah. May Allah have mercy on you. May Allah shower His mercy. May Allah send His mercy upon you. He says, from that day, I gave up such things in my life. He promoted Islam with love and understanding. After the death, Islam remained till the day. Islam remained till today. Let us use these type of approaches in understanding our youth. Get close to them. Talk to them. Open this barrier. Let them come and talk to us whatever problems that they are facing, challenges that they are facing, when they live with the majority of other faiths, other religions, so that we could protect them, guide them, defend Islam, come up with programs. Let us not wait till others do. Let me start something. Let me get a few hundred youngsters to do something beneficial. And let us understand them to protect Islam to the next generation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, give us the understanding, give us ikhlas, give us the strength to protect and defend this beautiful Deenul Islam.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.